Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. Back behind me, we got the hurricane specialists and meteorologists looking at every piece of data they could get to give you the updates, the latest information on Hurricane Laura. It is 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central, and we have 125 mile an hour winds. Pressure is still at 956 millibars. Keeping an eye on all the different parameters here. And starting off with the satellite here, we got the aircraft in here looking at not just the center, but looking at the radius of the winds, how far out the tropical storm force winds extend, the hurricane force winds, and even starting to see the eye more pronounced than we've seen before. Looking down right into the Gulf of Mexico. And some of these rain bands already getting into portions of Louisiana. I definitely wanted to show those because they can have some water spouts. You can have some tornadoes in here. We see 90% of the time your tornadoes occur in that right front quadrant. We've already seen some warnings come out. So watch these rain bands. Already some impacts of the heavy rain and gusty winds reaching the coastline. Here is our latest forecast that we have looking at the track. So this is the hurricane force wind stretching out about 40 miles from the center, and a large swath of tropical storm force winds extending out about 180 to 200 miles. So that's something to think about. It's not just that center point, not just the cone, but those impacts well outside the cone. So looking at landfall later tonight, early tomorrow morning, but it's really important. That's not what we really want to focus on. You got to focus on these impacts, because some of those will arrive, as we saw with the radar, with those rain bands. Those impacts of the wind, the rain bands, and actually the storm surge can get there well before landfall. So that's going to come into play as we talk about storm surge. And with time, we're going to continue to move north right on the Louisiana Texas line there, 7 a.m. Thursday. Still a hurricane. All the rain, hurricane force winds, you can have trees down, power outages. So not just along the coast, you can see some of these dangers northward all the way up into Arkansas. So some of those hazards, let's start off with the rainfall. Definitely some heavy rain here. You can get 5 to 10 inches of rain, some places maybe even 15 inches of rain before it's all said and done. That can cause some dangerous conditions out there, flash flooding, not just on the coast. You see portions of the upper Texas coast, east Texas, and all the way into the central Louisiana, western Louisiana. That heavy rain goes all the way up into Arkansas. So just because you're not on the coast doesn't mean you won't have any impacts from Hurricane Laura. We're going to cover the storm surge, leaving time to make sure we cover this with a little bit more time here. So we're going to look at these values are just dangerous. And these values are not survivable. And it's such an important thing that we talk about this. Bolivar Peninsula, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. You get into Sabine Lake, you get into portions of Sea Rim State Park, all the way to Intercoastal City. Some of those areas, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge. But if you get into Johnson Bayou, Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, some of those areas there could see, and this is including Calcasieu Lake, 15 to 20 foot of storm surge. That is above the ground, over houses. That right there doesn't even include the waves on top of that. So that's something to think about. And one important point that we have to make, it's not just on the coast. If you look at where I-10 is here, some of that surge can actually stretch north of I-10. All those bayous, all those rivers are going to flow the other way, and you can have dangers well northward. So we're going to keep an eye on all the latest information on Hurricane Laura. From here in Miami, Florida, at the National Hurricane Center.